Hey there, Theme Park Nuts. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we run through this week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is April 28th. My voice is ever so slightly fading, so I'm very sorry for that. Now let's get cracking. Oriental Land Company, which owns and operates Tokyo Disney Resort, has announced this week that it will be closing its version of Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters ride in October to make way for a new ride based on Wreck-It Ralph, which is set to open sometime in 2026. I just love how far in advance that Tokyo Disney announces that they're going to do stuff and what it's going to be. It does take them a while to get stuff done still because it is classic Disney, but at least we've got that announced that we can expect a new Wreck-It Ralph version of the ride in 2026. Now, from some of the concept art, it looks like it's still going to be an interactive ride. It looks like you're going to be zooming through the Candy Kingdom. So that looks really, really cool. How it fits in with Tomorrowland, I'm not quite sure. But I guess if they're remaking lots of Tomorrowland, maybe they can find a way to retheme this appropriately for Wreck-It Ralph. Make it computer games or science fiction future, you know, Tron style. Something like that. Also at Tokyo Disney Resort this week, they announced that Vacation Jamboree, their version of the Country Bear Vacation Jamboree show, is going to come back to the Country Bear Playhouse from May 17th through to November 7th of this year. It's the first time that they've shown this version of the Country Bear show in 5 years at the resort. Over in China, at a government filing in Shanghai has revealed Disney's plans for the first ever Spider-Man-themed roller coaster. The new roller coaster is going to be the previously announced new attraction that's going to be built right next to Shanghai's Zootopia Land, which opened last December. The plans also state that we'll get an official announcement of the project on May 2nd. So we're going to hear something probably this week about the Spider-Man roller coaster, which is kind of cool. Universal Theme Parks segment has reported a modest increase in their income coupled with a decline on earnings for the first 3 months of 2024. Parent company Comcast reported this week that its theme park segment saw a 1.5% increase in revenue for the quarter to $1.979 billion. However, higher operating costs drove the adjusted EBITDA down to 3.9%. For the first quarter of 2024 to $632 million. There is lots of Pixar happening at Disneyland Resort this week with the return of Together Forever, a nighttime spectacular, a new parade, a Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration, and an interactive Doug meet and greet forming part of the new Pixar Fest, which is going to be running from this weekend through to August 4th of this year. At Universal Studios Hollywood, we had a couple of strange bits of news this week. First, 15 people had minor injuries from a tram crash that happened at the park this week on Saturday night. The Universal spokesman released the following statement. There was a tram incident at the theme park tonight that resulted in multiple minor injuries confirmed by the LA County Fire Department. We are working to support our guests and understand the circumstances that led to the incident. So I would say from that statement, it's likely to have been human error. However, still not great to have 15 people taken to hospital with minor injuries. In good news for Universal Studios Hollywood, they had the preview of the Fall Guy Stuntacular pre-show this week, and Ryan Gosling turned out to be part of the show, which is pretty cool. It was a special version of the pre-show. He won't be at every version of it, I promise you. But it also featured the Fall Guy film director David Leitch and two of Gosling's stunt doubles from the movie, Ben Jenkin and Logan Holliday. In other park news, Cedar Point will enforce a strict no loose items policy on its Top Thrill 2 roller coaster when it opens with the park for the new season on May 4th. However, the park is not providing free lockers or bins for riders and have recommended that riders leave their belongings with a non-riding friend. The the requirement to have a no loose items policy apparently was a late revision. And according to the park website, it says, due to this late revision, the integration of lockers into the queue, similar to those for the Steel Vengeance, was not possible. We encourage riders to leave any loose items with a non-rider. If you wish to rent a locker, they will be near the entrance for a nominal fee. So they couldn't build it into the queue and make it part of the normal thing. So they're just going to make a little bit of money out of people doing it. I hate that, and I hope that they are able to introduce lockers into it at some point in the future. We used to have that scenario with the Superman ride at Movie World, because they put the lockers outside of the queue, and it was a terrible pain for everyone involved. They're now free. You can actually use the Superman ones in Australia for free, so that's good. But yeah, obviously Cedar Point haven't had time to get that in place before the park opens next week. Europa Park has opened its new roller coaster, Voltron Nevera, this week. It's the anchor of their Croatia-themed land, and it's themed to the Croatian inventor Nikola Tesla. Voltron's theme is that you're being transformed into electrical energy and being shot around the track. The coaster features a recreation of Tesla's Wadencliff Tower, which the inventor built to test his plans for wireless transmission of electricity, which in modern days doesn't sound like a great idea, but makes for a pretty cool theme for a ride. So that's a pretty cool roller coaster to see running around the track there this week. Legoland California have announced the stars of their Lego World Parade, and it's featuring a couple of the Netflix series in Australia. I don't know where they're hosted in other things, but for my kids, they will know Fire Chief Freya, who will lead the Lego City Fire Truck Float. Fire Chief Freya is part of the Lego City series. It will also feature Lloyd, the ninja from the Lego Ninjago series, on the Lego Ninjago Dragon Float. It'll also have a scuba diver who will ride aboard the Lego City Deep Sea Adventure inspired float, Scallywag the pirate who will be seeking treasure aboard the pirate ship float, and Hopsy, a bright red Lego Duplo bunny who will ride on the tail end float of the ride. Lastly this week, Efteling in the Netherlands has announced it's creating electric-powered fake steam trains for its next trains on its historic steam train attraction. Efteling has set the goal of being climate neutral by 2030 and climate positive by 2032, and neither of those would be possible if they continued to use authentic coal-burning steam trains. So they'll continue to use their coal trains and phase in these new fake electric steam trains into the rotation. This is something that looks really cool. I think they've done a really good job, at least on the artwork for it. We've seen that here in Dreamworld in Australia. They've gone to having an electric version of the steam train with some synthetic steam effects, but these are going to be more significant and are going to look pretty cool. So that's it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. If you want a shorter version of this week's news, make sure you check out our YouTube and TikTok channels, where we post our weekly theme park news in a nutshell videos. As always, you can catch up with us on Threads or Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta, or our blog is themeparknut.com. Have a great week theme parking, and until next time, cheers.